Latest jobs report.
Bummer. Bad report all the way around.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
There's no hiding. This is a pretty bad report.
That's economist Mark Zandi. No, not happy news, except maybe for Mitt Romney's campaign manager. Net new jobs in May came in at a pathetic 69,000. And not only that, the employment numbers for March and April were revised downward. And when that happens, consumers don't want to spend, which is the message of the Labor Department's other report released today.
With the jobs numbers coming in pretty weak, it does suggest that we're not going to see a real strong summer season.
And yet, here's the strange thing. Something else that economist Mark Zandi said.
If you look at American companies, they're in pretty good shape. You know, they're profitable, their margins are record wide. It's not a question of can they hire more people.
And so the real picture is different.
The reality is, I don't think this is reality. I think the economy is stronger than this, and that'll shine through in the coming months.
And in fact, if you call up Jennifer Grass at CareerBuilder.
You have companies like First Group hiring over 10,000 workers in transportation, Wells Fargo hiring over 4,500 workers in financial services.
She just goes on and on with all the jobs out there.
AIG, Coinstar, Liberty Mutual. All of them are also hiring for technology. We've got Bonton hiring over 1,000 people in retail sales and merchandising.
And the healthcare jobs, over 340,000 new healthcare jobs since the beginning of the year.
Community Health has 4,000 jobs open from everything from nursing to administrative positions. ResCare has over 2,200 jobs.
Okay. The lousy jobs report at least gave us an excuse. Now you're just making us all feel like slackers. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.